Welcome to the Mindset Coach Academy podcast. I'm Lindsay Wilson, and I am a high-performance mindset coach, a mom, a former professional athlete, and an entrepreneur. I help coaches and high performers optimize their mindset to improve their coaching, their performance, and those of their athletes, and their lives. Here, you'll learn all about mindset, how to live it, how to teach it, and how to sell it. Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Mindset Coach Academy podcast. My name is Lindsay Wilson, and it's Mental Monday. I have a little challenge for you guys, and I want you to think about something in your life that you're avoiding or just not opening yourself up to even thinking about doing because you know you're not going to be good at it, or you know you're not going to be as good as you were at it, or there's just part of your brain that just knows it's going to be a little uncomfortable, a little weird. There's going to be a part of you that has a little pain associated with it, especially in the beginning. And I bring this up because I am playing hoops again, and you guys are going to hear a whole lot about it. I did a whole podcast, well, about that and a couple other things. And it's become just a big part of my life again. And I started playing again, and you know, I don't always feel great. Like, I came back, and I remember I came back a few years ago and started playing after, I don't know, baby number two or something. And my brother was with me in the gym, and afterwards he told me I looked like a JV player. And I was like, yeah, probably. Anyway, I started playing again, and it's so fun. Like, the basketball knowledge is still there, but you know, it's not like I'm exploding off the dribble the way that I did at 23. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of people that get away from things that they used to be good at because maybe they're not as good, or there's things that you want to do, but you're pretty sure you're going to suck at. And the reason that I want to do this podcast is not for the things that you are obviously not doing. It's for the ones that you're not prioritizing, or you're not doing, or you're avoiding, and you don't even really know that you're doing it. You're just doing it because there's some discomfort involved. And I think just talking about it is really important. Like, there's probably something in your life that, again, you kind of have an interest in doing, but you don't really want to be the worst in the class at doing it. So you're just kind of like, oh, it's not that, you just kind of justify it. It's not that important to me, or I'm too busy, right? Or again, a sport or something that you used to do, and then you're going to come back to it and you're going to be rusty, or you're going to be slower, or whatever. And there's like this cost of discomfort that often we're not really willing to pay. But again, I think if we are conscious of it, that we may make a different decision. We may say, yes, it's going to be uncomfortable. Yes, I'm going to be pissed that I'm not as good as I was, or it's not going to be super duper fun to be the worst in the room, but the upside is XYZ, right? The upside is the fun of doing it. The upside is facing my fears. The upside is I get to push myself and get to another level. The upside is I get to try something and get uncomfortable. And that's an upside as well, right? I think, again, these are just like automatic avoidant things. Whereas I really think that if you bring it to the forefront of your mind, you really might make a different decision. You have the cost benefit analysis that your brain's doing in the background, but I don't think that it's always so true. Because here's the thing, like, it's always easier to not do something in the beginning, right? Like, for me to go play basketball, it was like logistically, like, okay, I got to make sure that I have childcare on Sunday. And, you know, when I leave, like, three of the kids are going to want to go with me. And then the other two, maybe, but then they got to get their shoes on. And then maybe they want to watch cartoons, but maybe I'll just take them. And then they're there and all the things, right? And then I started playing again, and I got injured right away, and then I had to deal with that. And so the discomfort and the cost of doing something or starting a new class and signing up for the thing and paying the money and figuring out the schedule, there's always an upfront cost that feels almost insurmountable. But again, I think if we bring it to the forefront of our mind and we really think almost like a pros con list that's like real, we might make a different decision. When it's all going on in the background, our brain's like, screw it. Let's just keep our Sundays the way they are. The path of least resistance. It's just so much easier to not do the thing, especially if there's some discomfort on top of the doing of the new thing or the old thing. There's some discomfort with doing it again, right? And so again, this podcast is just about what is that thing that maybe you've avoided, that you've kind of got to convince yourself wasn't important, but maybe you really don't want to try, or maybe you want to get back to, and maybe you just need a reason to sort of make that calculation consciously. Bring it to the forefront of your mind and really think, do I want to take this class? Do I want to start playing tennis again? Do I want to do the thing? And if not, that's okay too, but make it a conscious decision so that the calculation isn't going on in the background with sort of incomplete facts, right? Because there always is a cost in the beginning, but the long-term benefits can be so, so big. So that's my message for you today. I hope you love this podcast. If you did, hey, share it with a friend. Does anybody else need a reminder to like go do something new or try something again that they've forgotten about? If so, share it with a friend. All right, guys, we'll see you again next week for Mental Monday. Bye for now. Hey guys, here's what I want you to know. If you are a coach or a parent that wants to implement mental training with your team or your athletes, it can be easy to get overwhelmed. It can be easy to be like, oh, we need to bring in a mental training coach, or I need to get certified, or we need this whole program. And what I will tell you is, yes, that's great if you have the time, the energy, the money to do that. And if you don't, that's okay. Start with one thing. Now, what is that one thing, you might ask? I'm going to tell you exactly where to start. And it is with a pre-practice mental training routine. The good news is we teach you exactly how to do that with our most popular tool of all time called the Braver Method. Now, I hear from coaches all the time that have implemented this, many of them for years, and they have seen such results in their practices, having their athletes more focused, more resilient, more ready to improve with every single practice. Because you guys know, it's like, okay, you start practice, maybe you have like a good physical warm up, and like maybe the athletes are there mentally, but like maybe they're not. And we expect that at some point they will, but how much time is wasted between practice starting and when it like finally clicks that they're ready to practice? And sometimes that never happens, right? But I hear that a lot from coaches, that like the first little bit of practice mentally is just kind of a waste. It takes a lot of time and energy to get the athletes ready. And what I will say is with the Braver, it is designed to help them focus from the jump. So if you're wondering where to start with mental training, I've been doing this for 18 years, and I will tell you unequivocally, start with the Braver. And what it is a pre-practice routine that includes breath work, visualization, affirmations, a reset word. It includes so many of the tools that we teach in one simple 5-minute exercise. Now, it does take a little time to set up because I'll have you do a workshop with them where they decide their affirmation, but once you do that, you're gonna watch all the stuff yourself, then you're gonna do the workshop with your team, then you have this 5-minute routine that is you can use every single day for every practice, for every game, and your athletes know how to use it. Many of them will use it for like tests and other things in life once they learn how to do it. So it is $39, it's on our website. I'll put the link in the show notes as well. If you go to positiveperformancetraining.com and click on courses, you will see the Braver. It is by far our most popular course of all time, and thousands of athletes across the country are using it. It is simple to implement, okay? So if you're looking for something to do, do not wait till next season. Do not wait until you have all the money and all the time to do the whole meal deal of mental performance training. That would be great, and maybe you'll work up to that. But right now, what can you do today and this week? It's simple. Get the Braver. We also have a money back guarantee, so if that's on your mind, just let that be. We got you. It works. You're gonna love it. Go to positiveperformancetraining.com. Go to courses, get the Braver, get your hands on it, and start implementing it today.